Hi, I'm Maria Dolores López from Antequera Radio Station, and I'm in the weekly podcast New Sport Promises Carlos Alcaraz, who is the new ATP number one Spanish tennis player. At the moment, Carlos is in Indian Wells preparing his tournament, and he has recently recovered from his muscular injury. Hi, Carlos.
Hi, Maria Dolores.
How do you feel after so many days far from the tennis courts?
I'm really excited. It's been a long time since the last ones I played, so I'm burning to play again.
Which are your expectations in the short term?
I want to strengthen my skills as a tennis player. What I want to say is that I need to improve. That is to say, I need to work and correct my gaming weaknesses. My source of inspiration is Rafael Nadal, and we both know that the harder I work, the better the result, the results will be.
And certainly, the best players in the world are set to be in this tournament. But who do you consider to be your hardest rival in it?
The sports press and media always consider that players placed in the top of the list of the ATP are favorite in order to win tennis tournaments. But surprises happen very often, and I really think that's very attractive for viewers. So anyone who plays in this tournament could finally be my hardest rival. Anyways, Medvedev, Isner, Casper Ruud, Tsitsipas are players from whom much is expected.
Obviously, in order to become the very best player number one, you have had to work hard. Still, has anyone helped you to achieve your goals besides your coach?
Of course, if I'm a successful tennis player, that's thanks to my trainers, physiotherapists, psychologists, and the whole of the team that works for me. Any one of my achievements wouldn't be able without their help.
Coming back the day before the final, do you sleep well or were you nervous?
I've been very pretty lucky in relation with falling asleep since I was born. I've always fallen asleep really easily, and even more so, my daily routines play a part in this goal. I was not nervous at all.
Carlitos, audience wants to know of the congratulations received, which one excites you the most?
That's really a very interesting question. I'm not sure, but I could affirm that I received some truly unexpected phone calls. The truth is that I wholeheartedly welcome all of them. It doesn't matter where do they come from.
What would you most like to do when you return home to Spain?
I would like to spend time with my family and hanging out. It's really important to disconnect your mind of the daily routine in order to recharge or to face new challenges in the next future.
If you hadn't chosen tennis, which sport would you have liked to practice?
I could say that cycling would be that sport. I've always admired Spanish cyclists such as Pedro Delgado and Miguel Indurain. When I was a child, I usually went out to pedal with my father, and even I participated in cycling competitions for children.
And eventually, what advice would you give to children, especially in adverse moments, when they think to throw the towel?
I would say then that it's essential a proper education, and in case there is something they are extremely passionate about, don't ever give up. And I guess that teenagers see me like a reference to be followed, And probably they have the wrong impression that winning at sports is something easy. I will tell them that defeat is something you have to deal with, even being one of the best players in the sport you play.
This has been all. See you soon.
Goodbye.